Voice of the Shir this week is being sponsored Lunishmas Rus Chaya Basher Bavram David Aleh Shalom.
Just to be master with some Sefer says that Shabbos is Mekara Brocha the whole week. Look at Shabbos, Chuvin Elcha, Kihi Mekara Brocha. Dr. Sam Sefer, he says that's the Indian of Malav Malka Motz Shabbos, to make Achila Sudas Malav Malka. He says because the bracha of Shabbos, which it comes from Shabbos for a whole week for the next 6 days, has to be chal on something. It's not chal on an empty table on a asare konis. So you have a suda motzei Shabbos, like motzei Shabbos, you make a suda. It's not malava malka. You're escorting the malka. Adarav, malava is meloshin livui, like apam you love as ishi. You're being mechuba. You're being mechabi yourself with Shabbos. Because the yisod of Kedusha Shabbos goes into the week with a gashmiyistik thing. You see the mile of Motzei Shabbos, that the bracha starts being chal. That's why we say Vinoya Motzei Shabbos. But a greater way to start the week, to start the bracha, is mid libin atayrah, is even if it's like late, and it's after they change the clock, mention kumen tzadam, and to learn the vitayrah, to gwaldim eschus. And the bracha of Shabbos will definitely be chal in such a week that starts over the libin atayrah. So today's daf, on today's daf, Mamish, Arova, Leinenu, Leimoyelin. Arova is going on the Arova of the Mikdash, the Mitzvah, the Gemara, the Sukkah brings down that there are two shittas, what they did exactly with the Arova. One shita holds that they were Makiv to Mizbeach alone, just Makiv, they walked around the Mizbeach, I don't know who there was representatives for, it seems that it was a Chayvat Sibur, but whoever did it, Kehanim, Israel can't walk in the area near the Mizbeach, but they walked around the Mizbeach with Arova. Another man Dama holds that they were just Zoykiv on the Mizbeach. It seems that they did both. Besides, what is the Ikra Halacha? The one sheet holds it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, one sheet holds it's learned out from Arve Nachal, Arve plural, that there's two Arovas, one Arova in the Lulav, and one Arova in around the Mizbeach. But either way, there was such a Takonas Arova, Minigad Minig Nevi'im, or Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It seems it is. If not, they raise a mamish, can they raise the rabbanon diketakona to do mitzvahs arava? So this arava loy nen v'loy ma'ilim. Zok the Mishnah, you're not nen, and there's the issa hano. You're not allowed to have a no from it, but there's no meila either. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadikoyim, noyagim hoyu has kainim she nenim imenim lulaveim. The minig was that this kainim used to take hano. They used to take the arava from the mizbeach and put it into the lulav, so they had a no from it. And the Parshat Pshat is that Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik, it would seem that there's a machlokes, the Rambam Pirshu Mishnayis, is clearly that he makes a machlokes out of it, that Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik is arguing on the Tanakama. Tanakama says that there's an Isser Hano, even Letzarche Mitzvah, and Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik says that the minig was that they were Nana, they used it for a lulav at least. Aye, how could they use it for a lulav? I didn't allow Hano from it. Mitzvah Lav Lehonis Nitnu, Shtei Rambam, and Tosis also says, Kesava Mitzvah Lav Lehonis Nitnu. If it's a machloikis, it would seem that the Tanakam is arguing on that as well. And the Tanakam holds that the Arova, that's Miuchid Lemigdosh, Lemizbech, cannot be used for your private lulav for the, even if you hold mitzvah lavle on this nitno. Now that itself is Tzorich Iyun, the way the Rambam brings it down, the Pirsha Mishnayis. The Rambam says, he has rather a different shot in which Arova we're talking about, I'm not going to go into that. He holds it talking about Yidulei Hegdish, a special soda that Hegdish owned. The Mishnah in Sukkah says they had a special in Mozart, they had a special soda that the Arovas used to grow, and that soda grew Arovas, and on those Arovas the Mishnah is talking about Loinan and Myelin. The problem is that's regular Gidulei Hegdish. Why is it different than any other Gidulei Hegdish? The Rambam says a swore over here that because there's no real Mechira for Hegdish, there's no Shavius for Hegdish. It's a cheap thing. It doesn't have any shavyas. I mean, they could sell it to Arovis. The kids make a nice panosa on it, took his time from that Arovis. Why is it doesn't have a shavyas? Maybe it's not right for anything else. I'm not much of what exactly Rambam means, but he says that that's why there's no isa the divri akoil. But we'll leave that for now. Dik is the isfi of the Rambam. Umash omar, belezeber ab tzodik, ein noi moida. He's not moida to the Tanakama that you cannot use it for your own personal. For the mitzvah of lulav, why shemutali on his boy? Fisha ikibi adenu shemitzvah lav lehonis nitnu. V'zeh adover amiti. He says this is the emissa halacha that mitzvah lav lehonis nitnu. Afal pisha das rebelezah shemutali onis menu ena halacha. So it's very not clear from the Rambam. He seems to be soyis himself. He starts with saying that it's adover amiti klal bi adenu mitzvah lav lehonis nitnu. But still, the halacha is not like Reb Lezer Beb Yankim. In other words, even though there's a mitzvah of the honest nidnu, is something that we use all over. The Gemara says, Clarence in Rosh Hashanah, that if a person wants to blow shofar with a shofar shel oila, yotza. He's yotza the mitzvah of mitzvah shofar. He's using a carbon oila. He's being moil in the carbon oila because mitzvah lav leonis nidnu. What are you having anod? Anod of the shmi of shofar. So mitzvah lav leonis nidnu. And still over here, the Rambam says that we don't pass like a lezgar tzaddik, even though the klal is true that mitzvah lav leonis nidnu. But the Tanakhama holds that even if mitzvah lav leonis nidnu, you cannot use it for your own person. You can't use it for a mitzvah.
So let.
That's another shaila, right? What about you're saving money? So that's also very so brings down that svara. So why is that not a problem of besides the hanov of the mitzvah, you're saving yourself money bishlam by shofar? There's no lochem. You just hear the shofar. What?
Second day.
Second day.
First day.
Lochem hoyu. This is a b'migdash. The rest of the sukkah is not in migdash. You need lochem kol shiv also. The mitzvah derais is in migdash. Maybe they took it out. The Gemara said before in Mila, when a person has to buy, he uses money for a chatos, for his carbon money that even though because he's saving money on buying another carbon, that itself is mal. The money that he's saving on a carbon is considered his own ishtamshus. So that's a bizunder shaila. How do you have lochem? That's a thing from the Shaar Melech that something that's going to be mutl achazman is not a chesaron of lochem. It's only a temporary, while it's on the Mizbeach, something that's not lochem, it's mechusar, you have to buy it from someone, that's a chesaron of lochem. But here the whole problem is because of the mitzvah, as soon as the mitzvah is going to go off, there's a way to get around the lochem problem. But what about the mitzvah itself of Aravim? The din that the Mishnah is talking about, Aravim le'nenu v'leim b'olam, what are we talking about over here? Which is, Aravim is l'chayr not hegdish. Even the arava that goes around the Mizbeach is not it. It's learned out from Arve Nachal that there's two mitzvahs of arava. There's arava in the lulav and there's arava around the Mizbeach. This arava hotep setam in Me'ila, l'chayr has nothing to do with Me'ila. It's a shaila of, if anything, in the way Tosfos and the Shita over here learns, it's clear that it's not, has no kedusha at all in that arava. The whole shaila is that it's oimid l'mitzvah. Tosfos says, arava mayu makifim ha-mizbeach, loy nenin, v'loy mayalin l'fish loy kitchu. And the Shita says, in Oishchav Gimel, it's oimid lemitzvah. What does oimid lemitzvah mean? The old rule of mitzvah of something that was hooked to lemitzvah, you can't use for your own tzrachim. So the whole Mishnah is telling us there's the isra anoah because it's miyuchid for a mitzvah. It's oimid lemitzvah, and something that's hooked to lemitzvah you're not allowed to use for your own thing. Atzei sukkah is also esrig that's hooked to lemitzvah you're not allowed to use. Even the last day, even after you mekayim the mitzvah, this the Cheshek Shleima brings down. Even though you finished me mekayim mitzvahs a little bit esrig, you can't wait. You have to wait until shkia, right? Until ben hashmoshes to be oichel the esrig. That he says because it's miyuchet for the whole day. Maybe somebody else wants to come and wasn't like to lulav and esrig yet. He wants to use it, so it's still oimid lemitzvah. But the arava after that mitzvah, arava was finished. After they were makif the mizbeach, there's no moinyan anymore. That arava is finished, so memela the mitzvah goes off. So it's a regular din lechara from Tosfos and the Shita. It's not kaddish at all. There's no kedusha. It's a regular shaila of being something that was hooked to the mitzvah. Can I use for my own personal tzrachim? We come to Sarayna Meila. Either like the Mishnah for a lulav, that's not personal, that's for a mitzvah.
Yeah, it's a mitzvah, yeah.
But the Tanakhama holds, so what does Tanakhama hold?
Yeah.
That's a problem. What is he arguing? Mitzvah lovely, honest, nitnu, and we agree to that, you say. So what's he arguing on? So that, you could say, from Tosfos you have no right that he's arguing. Tosfos Yom Tov says that Reb Elazar Tzaddik was only saying, uvda kamaisi. This was the story that this Kenim used it. And the reason why you can't learn up from that you could use it for your personal tzrachim, is because mitzvah is different. Mitzvah lovely, honest, into the seis nishtano. But to use it, okay, the Mishnah doesn't mean that he's arguing. Tanakam is saying, you're not allowed to have anor for personal tzrachim. What's personal tzrachim? I rather to clean the tables with it. That you're not allowed to be nana from it. But there's no isa me'ila because it's only a mitzvah. It's not hegdish. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says, the minig was that they used it for mitzvah. They used the arov around the mizbeach for their lulav. But don't bring a raya from there that you're allowed to use it for your personal anois, because mitzvah l'honest nidnu. Mitzvah l'honest nidnu means that that's not called hanor. There is hamelech, like Rashi says in Roshana. So don't bring a raya from there. So you can learn the Mishnah according to Tosfos. He's not arguing.
But they both hold that you could do the mitzvah.
For a mitzvah you could use it for, right.
And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about other things.
Right.
What, sweeping the floors with it?
Right, sweeping the floor you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, but
I'm saying, if you learn like Tosfos, not like the Ramban, that there's no machlokes, the chayyim, there's no mocking from machlokes on that. If the whole shaila is hanor, so it's very simple. Hanor you're not allowed to do. mitzvah, a person I'll know you're not allowed to use it for. Mitzvah you're allowed to use it for. And the Blazer of Tzaddik, you can't say it's a machlekes about mitzvah. We don't want to say that that's a dover shel machlekes. So you learn like the Tosfos Yomtiv that he's only saying uvda kamaisi, he's bringing a story. And don't learn off from the story that you're allowed to use it for your own personal mitzvah. The Rambam is the one that makes a machlekes out of it. The Rambam, so I'm showing from the Rambam that it seems from the Rambam, and even the Hemshech Rambam, he's clearly not learning that this is a hook to a mitzvah dekadin. He's learning that there's something to do with me'il over here. Side the way he learns the Mishnah that we're talking about Arova in a Soda of Hegdish, and side that he says that mitzvah of the Honestin is not going to help you according to the Tanakhama, because really you have to think about mitzvah of the Honestin takes off the problem of Hano. Something that you're not allowed to have Hano from, Isser Hano. Somebody's Muda Hano Mechaveire. Right? He's Muda Hano from him, and that person happens to be a Baal Tikei and he's blowing Shaifa. So the Gemara says in the Dorm, you're allowed to have Hano from that Shmiya Shaifa, because mitzvah of the Honestin. Or it is an Isra Hano mitzvah the mitzvah. You're not allowed to be nana from a mitzvah, it's hooksil a mitzvah. So something that's miyuchid for a mitzvah of the honest nitnu. Of an Isra me'ilah of Hegdish, what does that have to do? Isra me'ilah of Hegdish has nothing to do with Hano. The Isra Hano, we know from Reb Chaim and other Achrayim also say that the Yisoid of me'ilah is gezeila. It's a gezeila thing, you're stealing from Hegdish. The way of stealing from Hegdish is expressed in me'ilah. So just because I'm not having Hano from it, except it's vinsiga gezeila, mitzvah of the honest nitnu should not affect the swara of me'ilah when you're talking klape Hegdish. So again, if you're learning, there's two ways how to learn the Mishnah. You can learn the Mishnah the way Tosis and the Shita are learning, that has nothing to do with Hegdish, with the Me'ilah that we're busy with in the whole Masechta, and it's the Shikul Tzorachi, and how does it come into the Mishnah? How does it come into the Peri? The Shver, it could be Derech Agav, we just spoke about Nisach HaMayim, so, and that's Taka Hegdish, that's a Me'ilah din, but Agav, we're talking about Hilchus Sukkah, so we threw in Arova, but really has no Shaychus to Masechta's Me'ilah. It's a Shaila about Huktzul HaMitzvah. Something that's hooked to the mitzvah, can I use it for leinan of leimayalin? He says, "Klo einoi kodesh," and it's a ganze shaila of mitzvah leonis nenu, lav leonis nenu. But I want to show first of all the Rambam is mashma that he's not learning. He's learning it's a meila dekadin. This din of arava, and that's the shaila of vosva kedusha. Does this arava have that we should talk about? That we should talk about is a meila on arava. Or at best, it's hooked to the mitzvah.
What kind of meila is he having? He's not being meila. He's just doing it for mitzvah.
He's just
using it for the mitzvah.
But he's taking it. He's,
why is it better according to the Rambam? You still have this amila. You have no mila.
That's what I'm asking. Exactly. How does mitzvah lavli honest nidu? How does mitzvah lavli honest nidu take care of the problem of meila? Bishlam, if it's only isra no, because it's miyuchet for a mitzvah. So you hear why mitzvah lavli honest nidu means mitzvah. The taitra mitzvah lavli honest nidu means it's not ano. It was hesish nedig event. You were not nedig from the thing because you did a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not considered in the kalm of hano. You didn't get hano from it. You enjoy doing a mitzvah? Those were garnished. A mitzvah is called gzeres hamelach. So whenever there's an isra hano involved, mitzvah lav lehonis nitnu takes care of lav lehonis nitnu. Does hesish hano. But me'ilah l'chayr is more than hano. Father, there's an isra hano from hegdish. But me'ilah means you are poigim in hegdish and you geizel hegdish.
How was I geizel hegdish by doing a mitzvah with it?
Any me'ilah is gzeila shel hegdish, even if it's because you're taking it for your own for your mitzvah lulav for lachem. You're taking something shel hegdish. You're being gozel dover shel hegdish. Now agam, we have to be we can't avoid that gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The gemara says klar that if someone blows shayfa with a shayfa shel oila, he's yoytze the mitzvah and this haste because of mitzvah lavli honest nitnu. So there's a chiluk of just shmi itself and the state in so in the Teretz Yisrael Yochanan Bais brings down that from Achronim. That there's a clear chiluk between just being nana shel hegdish, you're not taking anything. What over there, the whole mitzvah is the shmiya. There's no mitzvah of taking. There's no lekicha. There's nothing. You're not stealing from hegdish. It's the hano. If the hano, the whole mitzvah is the hano of shmiya. Lavli honest nindu. Over here, you're taking that rubber from the mizbeach. There's a lekicha. The gazel's from hegdish. You're taking it into your lulav. Thus, you took something out of hegdish for taka for a mitzvah. But what happened to the problem of gzela? The gzela of hegdish. Your moil that should be meila. No, that's the shiloh of Milo or not. You're right. At the end of the day, the mission says there's no loy nan and loy moyalin. The Tanakam holds like that, and the Blazer of Tzaddik says that noyegemoyu that they took it, and there was no issa Milo. Why? He's saying why? Because mitzvah lavli on his nindu. He's also agreeing there's no Milo, but I'm just asking why is that a reason? Everybody holds there's no Milo on that Arav. The shiloh is why? How does mitzvah lavli on his nindu take care of the problem? He doesn't say you're moil. He says you're not moil. I'm just saying the reason that he gives why you're not moil, l'chayr does not address the problem of me'ilah. At the end of the day, you have to come out that there's no me'ilah. But why?
Because
Taima Kaboy. Now Rashi says a different word of it. Rashi, the Mefarish Shakaponim. Rashi is also Mashmal Derech Rambam, but a different reason. What does Rashi say? Loi nena mimenu koidim shezakfu etzal mizbeach. You can't have anor from it. It's the Isra anor. Hoy lakach oimedes. It's oimid lakach. What is oimid lakach? It's oimid from mizbeach. He doesn't say kivin shehuktzal mitzvah. He just says it's oimid lemizbeach. Avol mishezakfu loi moyalin means after you azakif it. After you finished mitzvah sarova, then you could be nana from it. That's what it means loi moyalin. Dinasis mitzvasa nena mimenu. It would seem from Rashi that before Nasas Mitzvasa, before Mitzvah Sarova, then Loi Nenim is also Mehilchis Me'ila. You're not Chayv and Oshem Ken Zayin, we'll see what exactly together is, but he says, Claude, that you're not allowed to be Nenim from it because Lekach Oimd is, when is Loi Moyalin? After it's Nasas Mitzvasa already. Now, what's Nasas Mitzvasa? Anybody that's learned Me'ila for the last 2 weeks knows that Nasas Mitzvasa is a terminology, Me'yuchit for Me'ila. That the Gemara says Kochim, Shemesu is one sugya, but Kochim, anytime, the Trumas Hadesh, and all the sugyas, where it's Nasas Mitzvasa, what does Nasas Mitzvasa mean? It's not Kodesh anymore. The Issa Me'ila goes off when it's Nasas Mitzvasa. That's not something that's used, L'chayra, for something that's Huktzel Mitzvah. You don't use that Lashon. Something that's Huktzel Mitzvah is when it's not Muktzel Mitzvah anymore, when Sukkot is over, you don't say that the next day I could use the Esrog because Nasas Mitzvasa. The whole haktzah is lemitzvah. When mitzvah is when the yom tov is over, when the mitzvah is over, it's nigmar hamitzvah. There's no isra hanor to be nana from the mitzvah. Nasas mitzvasa is a lotion that's used klar by that's going to try by Trumas Hadeshin. Is it nasas mitzvasa? It's not nasas mitzvasa yet. But Rashi says a few times that it's not kochi Hashem anymore after nasas mitzvasa. L'chayri, he would not be using the right Lashon if he learns like Tosfos, that it's a huk to the mitzvah to get in. If it's only huk to the mitzvah, he shouldn't say Nasa Mitzvah. He would seem from Rashi that al derech Rambam, that we're discussing Hilchas Me'ila. We're discussing some type of Me'ila din that is noy before you Mekayim Mitzvah Sarova. Once you Mekayim Mitzvah Sarova, it's Nasa's Mitzvah, and now it's not Kochi Hashem anymore. It's Dumi the Trumas Hadesha and Shehutta that was taken off. The Shail is, Vosra Me'ila does. Sai according to Rambam and Sai according to Rashi, what kind of Me'ila is there on something that L'chayr there's no Kedusha? What, because it was a hukav Eitzel HaMizbeach, it has a Pesach Kedusha. L'maisa, we do find in Soif Tzmura, when the Gemara talks about Nisrofin and Nikborin. So there's a din that Nisrofin, anything that you're supposed to burn, L'moshel Orla, Klayim, things, Pentuk Dash, things that you're supposed to burn, Afron, after you burn it, Afron Mutter. Special din, right? Shniksuma Barm Kecha, except for a few things there, right? There's some Musham, that is a special din, that even after Srefa. But other than Stam Nistrofin, let's say Orla, Stam Nistrofin, Nistrofin, Afron Mutter, Vinikvarim, but something that you have to bury. Afron also. Even if you burned it, the Afra is still also. Sorachi in fact says, time am I. Why is Nisrofin Afron Mutter? Boma Moiri Remar, the Nisrofin, Kibin Shetziva Hakos of Lisorfon, because the Torah is Mitzavah to burn it, Achasha also, after he did what he was supposed to do and he burned it, Ki'ilu Nasis Mitzvah. It's Ki'ilu he did the Mitzvah. Here we're talking about regular Isra Ano, Orla in Alarav Ano. The Eilu Chodova, Shenasis Mitzvah, so you moilim boy. But things that have to be burned, they have to be buried, even after he burned it. So Tosis is saying that we'll explain Tosis shortly. But Tosis is saying that there is a concept of nasis mitzvosai even by other yisurim. So this whole hanocha, right, that the nasis mitzvosai is only miyuchet Tosis makes a sushtel, just like there's a klal of nasis mitzvosai. Ein l'chadov that is me'ila after nas mitzvah, so it applies to other yisurim as well. Shaila is arava. Where does arava fit in? So we'll get back to this taisus right away. There's a yisur.
Who owns the arava? The cash that hekdesh doesn't really own the arava.
Well, if they do own it, what is it? Is it hekdesh? Was it donated to hekdesh? It was zayikah from mizbeach.
If it belongs to
Hekdesh,
there's Milo. Why
are
you bothered by...
If it was donated to Hekdesh, was it donated to Hekdesh? It doesn't say anywhere that donated it. They were mocking it.
Today, Hekdesh is using it. So it belongs to Hekdesh. Why shouldn't there be Milo?
I don't know. Maybe the people that were mocking it, they owned it. Were they mocking it to Hekdesh? You're right. If they mocked it to Hekdesh, then it's a regular Beit HaKabayis. So why could you take it afterwards? Bedek Habayis should be also even afterwards. We'll talk about that in a minute, if there's Nasas Mitzvos by Bedek Habayis. So Reb Chaim, we'll get back to that.
By Arava, the mitzvah is a lakicha. So
I don't know, the Arava of Mizbeach, there's no lakicha.
So he's using it for his own Arava.
Oh, the Blazer of Tzadik, right.
Yes, I'm saying, so it comes out he's using it.
But that's after the mitzvah. Could be after Nasa Mitzvos, and Misha Sokfur, Rashi says, after they was like,
it wasn't burned. It was
right, it's still around. It shows what happened to the, if there is Hagdish, where did that go off? So Reb Chaim says, the Mordek Yisoy, Reb Chaim Hilchas Me'ila is Mechalek between, there's two things we find by Kochim Mizbeach. There's a din of Kochim Shemesu, and there's a din of Nasa Mitzvos. What's Kochim Shemesu? You have a Hagdish, you have a behemoth that's Oymit for Akrova, it has a Kedusha Saguf, it's Oymit for Akrova, and it dies. So could somebody be nana from the carbon right now? So the din is kochim shemesu. There's no isamila. Isamila is paka because it's not kochi Hashem anymore. Yotu midei meila. Not kochi Hashem. Right? It's not a mitzvah krov anymore. What about kochi and bedek habayis shemesu? Someone donated a chamor or something that's not royal akrov for bedek habayis. Aflacha shemesu is bemila. The Gemara says klov lo yehei elo. The Agdish Ashbel of Bedek Abayis. So I could be Magdish in the Vela to Bedek Abayis. The Shavius of it, I'm Magdish to Bedek Abayis, so there's still Me'ila. And it's not, he says, because it's Roy Lufdoisai, because he shows that even though the Rambam holds you can be Poided, it's Tamazoi that on anything that you donate for, there's no din of Kochim Shemeis of Bedek Abayis. And the Chaim explains very clearly the Chiluk with Aposhta Yisai, the Yisai of the Hegdish that's by Kedushas Mizbeach. The Me'ila that we're talking about, the Me'ila that you're not allowed to be Melkotchim Mizbech, Nemtza from the fact that it's Kochi Hashem, that it's Oymit for Hakrova. Someone's Magdish, a Korban, he did not donate it to Hegdish. He did not, Kenzan later becomes Nichse Hegdish, but Alts the Kedusha Sheba, you did not donate it to Hegdish. Hegdish serves a function of bringing Karbonis. Someone makes a Harezu Oila, so where do you bring it? You bring it, it's called Kochi Hashem, you bring it on the Mizbech. The Kedusha that was Geshafen Ali, the Kedusha Haguv, That's what you're not allowed to be moil in. The me'il of us nemtzach in nemtzach mitzah, the kedusha that it was chal on the behemah, not because it belongs to Hegdish. It's not nichse Hegdish. It's the Hegdish abay that you're moil in. What does me'ila mean? It means later, the word of Yudches, ein me'ila el shinui. You're being meshanit from something that it was oymit lakach. It's oymit for akrova, and you take it for something else. You're meshanit from what it was oymit for. That is dos haste moil given in Hegdish by kedushas mizbeach. By Kedusha's Domim, by Kedusha Bedek Habayis, when someone donates something to Hegdish, whatever it is, a table, a chair, a behemoth tmeya, he donates it to Hegdish, it becomes Kodesh Hashem. Like you said, it belongs to the Gizba, it belongs to Nichse Hegdish. There the Me'ila is the Chayre Gizela Dikadin. There the Me'ila Nebzach from the fact that you're stealing from Hegdish. It was donated to Hegdish, you're stealing from Hegdish. Two different Ifanim had to be Moil. There's a Me'ila from Kodesh Hashem, is that you changed it from what it was Oymit Lakach. It's Oymit for Akrova. And you stared, you do not allow it to come in the Akrova, does it moil given? That's moil by the Kedushas Haguf. And by Kochi Domi, by Kedushas Bedek Habayis, near the Me'ila Nemtzach from the fact that you stole from Hegdish, it belonged to Nichse Hegdish. Me'ili, he says, if Kochim Shemesu, who cares that it died? This Nechosin, this 200 pounds here, this animal belongs to Hegdish. Yeah, alive, not alive. This belongs to Hegdish, you're taking away because it died, it doesn't belong to Hegdish anymore. By Kochi Bedek Abayis, the fact that this goof belonged to Hegdish, if someone steals from it, if someone takes it from it, he was Moil. So Mesu doesn't affect, Kochim Shemesu does not affect the level of the Kedusha, and Mamele Din Me'ila has been Kroy Mayoimit. Mashenkein, a behemoth that's Oimit Vakrova, if it's dead, if it died, Kochim Shemesu, Su Lesbu Din Akrova, there's no Din Akrova anymore, so it's Poka Kedusha Osei. What about Nasa Mitzvosei? Nasa Mitzvosei, seems it's not a Klora Gemara because Reb Chaim seems to make his own Tzushtel. Nasa mitzvosa be bedek habayis. Someone donated, I don't know, paint to paint over the walls in the Beis Hamikdash. And he painted the walls, finished. Now he only donated the paint to paint the walls and his leftover paint. I don't know if that's a good moshul, but something that's nasa mitzvosa already by bedek habayis. Does the Kedusha go off? Is there no more Kedusha? Or is still Kedusha even nasa mitzvosa? By Kochi Aguf, we know it's Pashut. Nasa Mitzvah, it's not Kochi Hashem anymore by Kochi Aguf. What about by Kochi, by the Kabayis, by Nasa Mitzvah?
Well, if it has a Shabbos and Mammon, so it's still there.
It should still be there, right? The same Svar, Zakar Chaim, the same Svar, the same way Kochim Shemesu does not affect the Domim Shabbai, the fact that it belongs to Hegdish, who are then by Kochim Nasa Mitzvah, the fact that it belongs to Hegdish, to Mila still applies. That's what he makes to Tzushtel. It seems there's not a Gemara with Hereshes about it. It's only by the Kedushas on the Lemitzah, where the Kedusha names up on the fact that it's Oymid Lemitzah, Nasim Mitzvah. There's no more Kodesh Hashem. You got the Matorah, you were kind of the goal of what this was Oymid Lekach. Valken, Kishin Nasim Mitzvah, and Poka Kedushas on the Kedusha is Poka. Mashenken Kodesh Bede Kabai is the Ein Hekdeshim Tolib Mitzvah. The Hegnish has nothing to do with the fact that it's Oymid Lemitzah, that's a Zaitig Azach, that it was Oymid for a certain Mitzvah. The Kedusha names up on the fact that it belongs to Hegdish. Le Shaykh Bukal Din, the Nasim Mitzvah. He says, even though they're both the same Yisoid, and they both do not apply to Bedek HaBayis, and they only apply to Kodshei HaGuf, which is Oymid LeMitzvah, they're still Cholakim Be'iki Yisoidina. Only Reb Chaim could do that. He could make it first one din, and then he says, as from this vegan, they're Cholak B'Yisoidina. The Hainu, Kodshim Shem Meisu, Taked is no Me'ila, but there's still an Issa, and that could be the Reis Rabbanu to go whole Tumul about it, there's still an Issa to be Nana from it. Why? Mashenki nasim mitzvosam by nasim mitzvosam by kochei aguf. There's no issa kedusha. Bechal, there's no issa kedusha at all. It's in gantz and parka kedusha. Why? If it's coming from the same din, if it's coming from the same din that the whole kedusha is tolly and that it's oymel mitzvah. What's the difference? Kochim shemesu. They both don't have meila. There's no keren chayim mishvosham. There's no issa meila. But kedusha blightis. Kedusha Kachim Shemesu has Kedusha, and there's an Issa to have a Nof from it, even with the Raisa could be. But Nasim Mitzvosan doesn't even have at all, Kinshum Indian of Kedusha at all, there's no Issa Kedusha at all. How could that be? Ruchaim is not Mazba much. He just says, Allah Shashnei didn't defraud him, the Bekachim Shemesu Rakim Ilahu the last Bu, Hom Migdish Kachi. It has a Kedusha, and there's an Issa to be Nana from it. Mashenkein, Ben Nasim Mitzvosan, the Ike Kedushosan Pokaminayu. There's nothing, there's not even an Issa Kodesh at all. L'chayr the Hezra is, we had a Gemara before that Kodeshay, there's a Svara of Kimon Shenochis Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas HaGuf is like Pokah Bechdi. Kedushas HaGuf can go off by itself. And the Chanami, Kodeshim Shemesu. Kodeshim, when it was donated, when a person made it into a carbon, it was Chalene Kedushas HaGuf, and it's Oymit V'Hakrova. But when it was Oymit V'Hakrova, it was Nochis Alayu, it has a Chalois Kedushas HaGuf on it. That Kedusha Zaguf, we have a klal, Kedusha Zaguf is like Poka Bechdi. Can't just go off by itself. Kochim Shemesu, Itaka died. In the middle of action, missing in action. It can't bring it for Akrova. But it wasn't with the Kedusha. The Kedusha was never dealt with. The Kedusha that, you're right, you can't be makir of it now. But Poyal, you can't be makir of it now because Kochim Shemesu, you can't be makir of a dead behema. Oh, but the Kedusha that was fallen is still looming around over here. You have to deal with that Kedusha. And if someone takes it to himself, and a chanami didin me'ila is tolly, and if you're changing it, like we said, shinu yizein mila l'shini, you're changing it for what it was oymit for. And now that it was not oymit for akrova, the chesish moil given the poil, you weren't moil because you didn't change it for what it was oymit for. It's not oymit for akrova anymore. Oh, but the Kedusha that was chal in this behema is like pokah bechdi.
The Misa is not strong enough to take
that. Right, it didn't deal with the Kedusha. Nasim mitzvosim pshad is, it was oymit for akrova in a chabes makir given. I did its ikadinai. I brought it lidei gemara. It was oymit for kedusha, and I was magdishin. What more is there? It's not nasim mitzvos. I took care of the kedusha. Not only did I take off the meila, I dealt with the ikad halois kedusha that was nafis alayu. So there's nothing to be meila anymore. Marshall, just to understand, if you have a mala credit card, it's a gaitnish. It doesn't work. You have money in the account, and why is it not working? The problem with the card, they can't read it. They can't pick up on it. Well, they'll fix it for you and it'll work. I'm old as the expiration date, right? You have to renew it. You came to the expiration date, so garbage, it's not going to work. You could call from Heimbis Morgan and try to swipe it this way and that way. So again, you need a new card. Kachim Shem Mesu, it is a problem with poil. It's not going through. It's not picking up on it because you can't be makar of a dead behema. Oh, but the Kedusha is still there. I'm still a member over here. The Kedusha was chal in this behema. I have to deal with that Kedusha. And calls me, you don't deal with that Kedusha. It's an Issa Kedusha. Me'ila taka is totally in bepoil. Did I change it for what I was aimed for? Mashenkin, Nasim Mitzvah, so it's expiration date. You're finished. It's over with. It's emphatic. Whatever you had to get out of this Kochi Hashem, Hachim Gitom, or the Ufkitom with Akrova, there's no Issa Kedusha at all. So Adkan replying how he's mechalik between Kochi Mizbeach and Kochi Aguf. And even in Kochim Mizbeach Gufa, there's two things. There's Kochim Shemesu and Kochim Shenasim Mitzvosa. Kochim Shemesu and Kochim Shenasim Mitzvosa. Nasim Mitzvosa is Baboling de Gemoroi, and Kochim Shemesu still has Issa Kedusha. So, let's talk about Tosis now. Tosis now, Bechonon, I saw Bechonon, Kovitz Yurim, Taki asks on Tosis, he's Matmiya, this Kasha. he's matmiya. How lechayr kosh eich shayich lemelef iser hanoa mehegdish. Kochim shemaisu gam ken yotzim de meila. Av shaloi nasim mitzvos and klal. But kochach hatam, it's a special din. He's bothered by how could Tosis extend the din of nasim mitzvos to other yisurim. It's a special din because it's oimid. It's oimid lakach. The fact that it's oimid for hakrova, like Reb Chaim and Rebbe Mazbegeven, if it's oimid for hakrova, so mamela, there's nothing after it was nasim mitzvos. Well, kochim shemaisu, he's not mechalik, doesn't go into that chilik, but the point is that it was oimid for hakrova, there's no hakrova anymore. So mamela, it's nasim mitzvos. But what does that have to do with Isra? No. Isra no has nothing to do because it's oimid l'sreifa. Why is arla also? Because it's oimid l'sreifa. Arla is also because it's an isra arla. Arla is also because you're not be a, it's a chalois isra b'fnei atzmai. That is another din to burn it. How did that affect? So nasim mitzvasa is a taisvus. What does nasim mitzvasa have to do with it? Nasim mitzvasa is a swar that something that mitchila sekdeisha was oimid for akrova. If it was nasim mitzvasa, it is no more kedusha anymore. It was paka. But arla is oimid l'sreifa. Arla is also because it's Arla. There's another din, Pentuk Dash, that we learn from the Pasuk that you burn Arla, but it's not Oimid L'Streifa. So what does Tosfos mean? That Nasim Mitzvasa by Arla. That's his Matmiya on Tosfos. Reb Shach and Aviyezi goes the other way. He wants to shlug up Reb Chaim. He bevleib Sarachil on Reb Chaim Swara from this Tosfos. Punk Fakert, Reb Chonon, Talmud to Reb Chaim, he's asking that, what's Reb Shach and Tosfos? But Reb Shach is taking Tosfos, he says, from Tosfos that meant L'Chayr not like Reb Chaim. Why is Reb Chaim saying that by Kedusha is better Kabayis? Where it's not Oymit for Akrova, there's no din of Nasim Mitzvosoi. Zetmu Toysus Nishtazoi. Toysus says, Claude, that Nasim Mitzvosoi applies to even things that are not Oymit for Akrova. Even by things that are not Oymit for Strefa. Mitchilas Yisurai, there's a din of Nasim Mitzvosoi. So why is better Kabayis Gora from Orla? Din Nasim Mitzvosoi near Shashaych, Af Bekotchi better Kabayis, Af Shein Kdushosan Shaycha Klala Mitzvosoi. Because the Osir is a din of Streifa, Kamayorla. Haresha din Nasim Mitzvosi Shaykh Becholoifin. I was Zoy by Kedushas Bedekabai Shaykh Achdinanami, who poshut. If there's Nasim Mitzvosi, he goes off. Tosfos says that just like by Hegdish is a swore of Nasim Mitzvosi, who are din by any Yisrael in the Torah, by Orla Chayotze, by only the Kvarim now, because there's no mitzvah strefa. So why can you use Nasim Mitzvah Sveh Bedek Abayis also for Ektub Shach? So he's saying, Imei Mishach, Dini Kachim Shemesu, Dini Kachim Reshach Bedek Torchili, Divri Agrach Bazet. So I don't know, just the way we Mazber Reb Chaim, that it's Choluk Kachim Shemesu, and Kachim Shenasim Mitzvahson, that we're saying by Kachim Shemesu, by Nasim Mitzvahson, the pshat is that it came li de gemori. It came li de gemori, and memeila nasim mitzvos is bechlal no isa kedusha. If you look closely at Tosfos, it's not making a tzustel that just like you find nasim mitzvos by hegdish, you can apply it to other things as well. Tosfos says the nisrofen kivon shetziva hakosuv lesorfon. The Torah was mitzav you to burn it. Acha she'osa is a chiv strafe on this. Acha she'osa ki ilu nasis mitzvosai. Ilu, nasim mitzvos. Ve'elicha dovish nasim mitzvos ma'elam boy. When the Torah, the Orla is also. It's pears that are also grew in 3 years. Klayim is also. These are pears that have an egg in the issa. It's not going to oil with the strafe. But when the Torah is said to burn it, what's state in this chiv? There's a chiv to burn it. When the Torah says to burn it, what's the Torah saying? What does strafe do to the Michael? It makes it ois Michael. The Torah is saying that this issa Orla is only called man when it's in the matzav of pears that are oil with la'achila. But if you take it and you decompose it derech streifa, if you burn it derech streifa and you make it efer, this is nish perish shel achil anymore. You're right. The issa nemtzach nish in the fact that it's oimid l'streifa. But when the Torah says to be soyrfit, it's a psanasim mitzvosei hazah. The Torah is saying that it's nigmar similar. It's not mamish nasim mitzvosei from hegdish, but the same concept, the same idea, the way we're masber applying that something that's oimid for streifa, something that's oimid l'mitzvah. And it was nasim mitzvosi kamei de gemoroi. There's no problem anymore. The isra is podcast and don't what to deal with anymore. The kedusha isn't gotten taken care of. Here also, the isra arl is only called man. It's in the matzav of achilas peris. That is the Torah said. The Torah said to burn it. So it has a psa mitzvah zah attached to it. It has also an oimit for a certain zach that it's oimit v'streifa. Once I was also mitzvosai, I burned it, and I made the state in the chi of streifa as the whole isra arl is totally in peris, nish trabrenta peris. Once it's burned, it's not Paris all anymore. Avol nikvorin, that you burned on your own, onat tzivei akra. Stam, you got rid of it. Moshach yisirayu. It's not because it's Eifer. It's not because it's a different. Stam is like because you changed it. Who says Eifer is not Eifer? Is a hemshich from the Paris. But tzivei akosav l'sarifon. The Torah didn't stam give you a mitzvah sreifer ba'al. The Torah is telling you that the mitzvah of Orla has a psagamar. It has something to bring li'dei mitzvosai. There's something that you could do with Orla also to make it ois Orla. It's similar to kochim shenasu mitzvosam, not similar to kochim shemesu. It's not a zaitig ikov along the way that you can't use it anymore because it's burnt. It's tzivo hakosu. Torah is stressing that.
Would that be similar to a kochim written in Israel by comments? Shad the Torah Tzad Yishuv, the type shop that drape
That that's what they talk about by Sreifa also, that the mitzvah is the Sreifa Dafka, right? That's what the Masber of Machloek is. The other way, it's time to get rid of it. By him, yeah, similar to that type of Sora, that here did the mitzvah is Sreifa Dafka, so it has a kilo, it has a mitzvah attached to it. All the Dafka for Brandon. When you do it, it's not a mitzvah also. Ashalafizeh, I don't know, but Kenzain, a Psashtikal Yishuv in Arova. Once Reb Chaim is Machadish to us that the Kotche. But the kochim is beyach. Is bechlal not like kochim edekabayis? That's a nemtzich from the fact that it belonged to Hegdish. You asked me before about if someone donated to Hegdish. Nobody donated to Hegdish. But the fact that it's oymid lemitzvus mizbeach, just can zayin. The fact that there is a mitzvus arova lahakifah mizbeach and to put it zokuv lemizbeach. It has also a psakrova azah. Avad, it's not. It says klo. I saw the tray saw brings down from achrei. Domi lahegdish. The whole thing we're dealing with is either the rabbonon or kein the raisa tikin or a light version of hegdish. I'm not sure exactly how to be magdir, but that's klo. That the kedusha, whatever kedusha this arova has, it's because it's oimid laakrova. It's oimid to be niskaf ala mizbeach. The me'ila is taka me'ila dekadin that we're talking about. It's not stam huk to the mitzvah. It's a me'ila dekadin. But why? Because anything, Reb Chaim says that anything that's oimil mizbeach, nemtzich, the kochi Hashem, nemtzich from the fact it could be a korban mizbeach, can say no, harov also mizbeach. Nisach hamayim is also on the mizbeach, kedusha saguf. Anything that's oimil from mizbeach, the function of the mizbeach creates a kochi Hashem, until it's not a mitzvah, so there's a din me'ila in it. The raisa, or not the raisa, but there's a din me'ila in it. And that me'ila is a hegdish deke me'ila. That's something that's nasa mitzvah. So you already brought its mitzvah. It came li de gemara. You were makif the mizbeach. You were zoykif on the mizbeach. So that din meila goes off. Without Reb Chaim, that we're learning, it's a regular moving of a donation to the mizbeach. Is shved. Did he donate to the mizbeach? He didn't donate to the mizbeach. What's his mitzvah sarova? But now ken zayin and koche. So could be it has more than the istam of the gabai. It has a kedusha saguf. Now, Tavad, it's not Mamish Darais, there's no Me'ilah, the Mishnah says, even though from Rashi it's not clear, if before Zakvu, if there is Me'ilah. But the Me'ilah that we're handling, and of that, Mitzvah Lapa, Honis Nitnu, should not take off Lachar, this Indian. Mitzvah, unless, Shonagin yet, but Mitzvah Lapa, Honis Nitnu seems is no Hashlav. You bring from Shimon that the story of Mitzvah Lapa, Honis Nitnu, you didn't take anything for yourself. You didn't take anything from yourself. Kozman, it was Oymid Mitzvah. It's oimel mizbeach taka, and even if you take it to your own arova, this heisish genumen da hano. Not only it's not hano itself, you didn't take anything from hegdish, so memela won't have meila as well. Even the svar mitzvah of the honest nindu will allow you to use it as long because the yisoid of meila is being mishanit from what is oimed for. Can say from one mitzvah to another mitzvah heisish mishanik event. You took it from the mizbeach to a mitzvah that is not mishanit. This I saw in the heisish shleimis such a svar that kovman it's staying legvoya. This is nish mishanik event. If it would be a poshita, which if he's there, you have to go with the mahalach that the me'ilo that deals with kochim mizbeach is not a gezeila dekadin. It's not that the Reb Chaim says that me'ilah's gezeila is only by bedek habayis where the whole kedusha answer from the fact that it was donated to Hegdish. But the me'ilah that deals with kochim mizbeach chotz atom with the fact that it's miyuchel legevoya and a miyuchel legevoya have to be done each case. Is that mishana gevel legevoya or not? Can zay mishana from the arov of the mizbeach to the arov of lulav heisish mishana gevel legevoya and there won't be me'ilah. They don't have to own it. It's the fact that it's Kochi Hashem. Kochi Hashem is something that's spread out.
But you never find something that's a korban mizbeach.
Right.
The Hegdish is not an owner of it, an oiler. Anything that is owned.
Who says Hegdish owns the oiler? Who said they own it? They have the Murim going to mizbeach can sign, but that's where there's no meal anymore. And Murim, there is meal. But something that's.
No, but you're saying very unique, exactly what you're saying. This is a
right.
It's just an oimel hakrova thing. This is the only unique thing.
Which one? Arova.
Arova.
Harava, right, right. The fact that, no, that it serves a function of the Hekdish. Even though it doesn't have Kedush Taguf, right? Right, yeah, yeah. It is a Miyuchad and Maskin.
So going back to the beginning, so what's your Achoykis with Cornell, according to Tanakam and Rabchon?
If you learn, if Mitzvah of the, oh, so that's what he's saying. Avadr is a svar of Mitzvah of the Onus that everybody agrees to. By Shmi of Shaifa, everybody agrees to Mitzvah of the Onus Ninu. The Shail is for this Kedusha that over here, that it's Oymit for Hakrov, the fact that it's Oymit for Mizbeach, could Mitzvah of the Onus Ninu take that off as well by Arova? Tanakama holds that no, it's Kodesh. Mitzvah of the Onus Ninu is not going to take here, like we were asking before. What does Mitzvah of the Onus Ninu have to do with the fact that it's Oymit for Hakrov? The fact that there have been began to Me'ilah. But you get to taking something from Magdish. I took it. But if you learn, I want to make your Chaimah, the other one holds that the whole Yisoid of Me'ila is being Meshanit from what it was Oymit for Akrava. That means that in Me'ila, if it goes out L'chulim, but if it goes from one Gavoya to another form of Gavoya, because it's not real Kedush Hashem, rather by carbon, it's not going to work. Meshanit from an Oyla to a Chatos, it's not going to work such a swap. That not, that for sure not. That everybody, that the Tanakam also holds not. What?
No,
for mitzvah?
You're saying because you didn't take it.
Why,
you didn't take it for yourself, yeah. Right. Kolzman, it stays in the realm of mitzvah that wasn't the Seisnish Mashanah given.
The mitzvah shal
mizbeach
is a special
one. The mitzvah shal mizbeach, but mitzvah, that I'm saying, that I'm saying, your personal what? It's not your personal, it's mitzvah's lulav.
Mitzvah's lulav, there's a mitzvah lulav mizbeach, and there's a mitzvah lulav that I take.
Right, but as long as it's staying in the mahalach of Gevoya, it's all religious items. It's all for Gevoya.
Yeah, it's not my personal.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's not a regular mizbeach. It's not a regular kedusha like a korban, which is mamash a mizbeach. It's oymid mizbeach. It's oymid. It's also a mitzvah level, not the level of real kedusha. It's an in between matziv. No one's going to say this arova. I didn't see anybody say that arova is the chal kedushas haguf on a mamish. The fact that it's oymid lemizbeach, so it's a special type of mitzvah arova. There's arova on the mizbeach and there's arova of lulav. When you're changing it from that to this mitzvah, what? Right. But it's not mamish a kedushas haguf on it. The Rambam Soifil Hilchas Me'ila says about the Gvaldig Limbo that we see from the parsha of Me'ila. And something, Me'ila and Karbonis Bechlali says are going to the Chukim. Something that you don't understand in the Torah. When you deal with Kachim, when you deal with something that's a mitzvah, even if you don't understand it, you have to treat it with utmost Kedusha. He called it Kachim, he made it into Kachim Hashem, just with words. Mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, whether you understand it or not, you have to chew with a Gevaldik Kedusha, just like on a Dovah Choyl, it's called Kedusha on it. The truth is, the limud from Me'ila, the Chavetz Chaim, and Teres Abayi says, the Mordek limud. What's the most holiest thing that Klal Yisrael has? The biggest Dovah Shekedusha is the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah Chalila falls with our fasting, and then the Kedusha, and the covered, and the Klal Yisrael gives the Sefer Torah. What is the Sefer Torah, Sachakel? Sefer Torah is Oyer of a Behema. Right? And take a Behema and start dancing with a Behema. Sushor Mashaychem. What's a Behema? And what's the Sefer Torah? You took the Oyer of a Behema, And you worked out the oil and you made it into a cloth. And the Sefer sat down and he said, Hashem Kedusha Sefer Torah. And he wrote words on it. Yishan Gevoran, this Dover Gashmi B'yaisa, this Dover that's a Megushim to Kazakh as a Behemah, became Kodesh Kadoshim. And it's a Zach that we treat with the Gresta Kedusha was Nado. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, Teres Abayis. Stelt sich vor. Zakdusha Satoya, lo nigoidim kishalakecha Sefer Aklach Litterol Sefer Torah. When I mention that Pesandrish, v'chein mamisha ish Yisrael writes a lumen ezin yonim in haTorah, umevorach birchas haTorah umoydel Hashem al hashabach habonu v'tzivonu laasik b'tayrosai hariyum mamish k'meishoyim l'shem Hashem. And if on a behema that has no kedusha, just because the sefer says l'shem Hashem and he writes a few words of Torah on it, isn't this kadosh kodesh kadoshim? And we dance with it and we treat it be kedusha yisera. is kolshkein chihechi the sham kuli alma moedim should take of yor kedusha aloisis on the oir. Keinu mahamish bezeh yorid hakedusha shaloisis al nafshoi kishimidabir. Sham the migrate yusa hamoyach shabaroish min the oir. If that mentions that erga from a behema, if the behema could become kurdish kedoshim just by saying a few words, ich lern teira. I'm saying the words of a kedush baruch. I'm saying it teisha b'chsav teisha b'alper. Is the person himself becomes a korban Hashem? He says a person donates a hegdish. He says kach Hashem like we saw in the Rambam. Take if your kedusha leav afilu giza vitzimren is kaddish. Also lehonis mimenu. Vanenu moil bekach Hashemai vitzach lovi korban alzer. Mizel todim kal v'chayim al nefesh adam kishuloy milashem Hashem. Take if your kedusha Hashem al nafshoi. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, I saw, he used to make a machal when he saw Bochrim, he used to slap each other on the back, even Derech Avo, or put his hand there, he said, Korban Lashem. You know, this smicha, the ganze Shaila fits there, you know, Mechuyiv and smicha, you have to smicha on a Korban. How you let a mention a learned Torah, he's Kodesh, he's Kaddish, Kodesh, Kadoshim. Every time we learn Torah, we become better than a behemoth. We become the Skadish and Gans, and the Torah get the Rhein and the Guv, and we become a Shtikal Kedushim. A Levitic Sefer Torah is for sure we have Kedusha. But it's more than that also, that the Mila applies in every day of our lives. The Gemara in Brocha is Devlam and Hei. The Gemara says, Also leli odom shiyena min oilem azeh b'lei brocha. V'chol anene min oilem azeh b'lei brocha mo'al. Ha'ita kanta yelech etzel chocham to teach him milch his brochas. V'chol anene min oilem azeh b'lei brocha l'nene mi kotshe shamayim. The world is full of kotshe shamayim. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bein Shom is mekadosh this world. It belongs to him. It's not, it was given over to Bnei Odom, the Gemara says, Hashem or to Meloya, and the Oritz lost on the Odom, like Kasha Khan, Koydin Brocha, Khan La'acha Brocha. But not the Pshad is that after Brocha finished, we paid for it, now it's ours. The Pshad of a Brocha is, the side of a Brocha is to understand, as a Kumpfun der Rebbeinish Loilam. The world was given for our purpose to understand that it has to go back to Rebbeinish Loilam, like a Korban. When Mekadosh the Korban, and Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachi, the Bailim or Kianim, either after becomes a Korban, it's not Pokek Kedushosa at all, it becomes Hulin. It has now that it was Kodesh and it was Nasim Mitzvosoi, it's not going to meal anymore because you understand what the Korban, the Yisrael of the Korban was, it went like Gavoya, and what you're eating is Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachi. Avada, the Gemara says, so in Ksubis, that Rebbe, because when he was Nifta, he picked up his tenants, boys, and he said, Loi Nanesim Yoyla Mazar Filibet Bakhtana Shali. What's trying to say more? Rebbe, a Torah Gdula of the Mokim Echad. He never ate kugel in his life. Came with Shnedek event for Noilam Hazeh. Rebbe was a guy. It's important to me. I yell, didn't have. We made a bracha in Chodesh Nisan that borrowed by Rias Toivis Lehandes Ben Bnei Odom. HaKadosh Baruch wants us to enjoy his world. Loi Nen Neisim in Noilam Hazeh. I didn't take any personal pleasure for myself. Alts was a Chabnenek event. I directed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the side of a bracha. A bracha is that we take the Rebbeinu Shlomo's matana that he made in this world. He gave over the world, but he gave it to us to enjoy as long as we understand us against strict to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and we understand what it was given for. The Melech had Kodesh Kadoshim. Moshe, the person goes to a chasana. Grace a gvir. And Imam Mishi was like, Chosach Kol Dover. He made the food and Michael and Mishta. Everything he wanted. Kol Madani Oilam. And a person, one of his friends, comes to the chasna and says, wow, look at this person did. Bishvili never oilam. Kol masha osa ala bishvili. He did it to me. Shaita bishvili oilam. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. He wants you to have a knock a day that you came to my simcha, and that gives him pleasure. The Rebbeinu Shem created a world of Adah. And he gave it to us to have Ano, but not save Dova that we should walk around under the keshen that we had Ano. We took Ano and like Avram Avinu did when he came to thank him. He said, "Don't thank me, thank Lemisha Amavoy Olam." That's how Avram got his message out. Yet the Tog, we have the lesson of Meila. If we understand what the Rebbeinu Shem gave us, the Matana from the Bria to give back the Hano Takadosh Baruch Hu is Dosis Meknas. That's Nasim Mitzvosei. That's like using the purpose of the Bria and Limurat Torah. Also, when we learn Torah, we Mekadosh our Guf, Mekadosh our Machshavas, and we Meila, we become the Yisrael Hashem Bechalas Poh. We become the agents of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that He created Takal Hanus Ben Bnei Adam. But we're the ones that directed back Hakadosh Baruch Hu.